Keep your hands off of my stack.
Rift Accounting. Safety in numbers. RiftAccounting.com.
Jobsinkent.com.
Where do businesses in Kent go to do business? SupplyMyBusiness.co.uk. Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join today. SupplyMyBusiness.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio and Channel Radio on this Tuesday, the 25th of October, with me, Paul Andrews, and my fabulous co-presenter, marvellous Martin White.
Thanks, but I think I'm sounding a bit sniffy today.
Are you?
Is it this air conditioning? Have you not found the off switch for this aircon yet?
I'm not turning the aircon off. We've allowed it to go up 1 degree as it's autumn.
Well, you know, we're heading into winter.
It's autumn.
And it's getting colder.
It's autumn,
outside.
So we've allowed it 1 degree further up.
We've allowed it 1 degree.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
But maybe this will help. We've had a tweet from the Organic Sisters, Caroline and Liz, and they say organic double chocolate brownies. Organic double chocolate brownies. Mm. You know you want them. Organic double brownie chocolates.
Where are they, Organic Sisters? Where are they?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because it says delivered in your veg box.
Right.
You've got to ask, all you've got to do is ask and they'll deliver. So it's your super Organic Sisters here delivering goodies throughout Kent, offices and homes. Veg boxes, double organic chocolate brownies and all other kinds of things. So do check them out. On the Twitter, they are Riverford_Kent. Riverford_Kent.
Delicious.
So give them a check out there and see what they've got to offer. But they have some lovely, lovely things.
Can I read something out, Paul?
Yeah, just before you do, while you're getting that together, Venom Tech have been on. My lovely friends, Venom Tech, listening to the Business Bunker Show, as always, Vanilla Web. Can we get a shout-out for Invicta Arachnid Club, dedicated to the arachnid enthusiasts of Kent? And they've given me a picture of a really horrible spider. That's not nice, is it? But, yeah, do check them out. Do give Venom Research a follow, and do check out the Invicta Arachnid Club.
Unless, of course, you've got arachnophobia.
Unless, of course, you've got arachnophobia and then you don't want to do it. Although, if you did check out the Invicta Arachne Club as a sufferer of arachnophobia, it'll kill or cure, really, won't it? Don't you think?
I'm sure there's a joke in there somewhere.
I'm sure it will.
Right. I'm sure there's an awful lot of people juggling the responsibilities of running a business this week. With juggling the responsibility of being a parent. I know Gemma is.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Yeah. So, Odeon Cinemas have got a fantastic offer running for the whole of half term this week, from Monday through to Friday. And basically, they are offering kids' screenings every day throughout half term with tickets for just £2.50 each for the whole family to see some top films, including, and this is all double Dutch to me, the BFG. What does that stand for,
Big Friendly
Giant.
Oh,
well,
come on. Don't
come
you know?
On.
He's a snogcumber, isn't he? He's a snogcumber.
You just haven't lived.
I haven't, have I? Finding Dory.
It's a Finding Nemo sequel, prequel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
And
yeah.
Even better.
Whatever.
And
and
Pete's Dragon.
I don't know that one.
Oh, I know Pete's Dragon.
I
yeah,
remember
yeah,
Pete's
yeah.
Dragon.
Yeah,
You've got children as well.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, but my children are in their 30s.
Yeah, what's your excuse?
But I've still seen it.
So, if it's raining outside, and it hasn't been yet this week, but it might rain at some point, although we're having an amazing Indian summer still. If it is raining and you're stuck for something to do, it's www.odeon.co.uk/kids.
Fantastic. Thank you. I had a tweet from Stopwatch Hospitality, and they say, Toastmaster Dave, what a voice, they say.
Thank you. Where can I send the invoice?
He could be doing voiceovers for Hollywood film trailers, they say.
I love you.
Yeah, Stopwatch Hospitality. I think they're quite taken with you, Dave.
Actually, that's really interesting, isn't it? Because Claire Reeves does a lot of our voiceovers on the radio station for advertising. It might be worth you getting in touch with Claire. Yeah. We'll put you in touch with Claire.
Okay, world, are you hearing this?
Yeah.
You've heard it first on Channel Radio.
Yeah. Because do your thing. Strut your stuff, David.
Thank well, you. Claire does at Toastmaster Dave. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you.
She does a lot of voiceover work in London.
She's a voiceover artist. Very, yeah. very, very accomplished voiceover artist is Claire Reeves. And as Martin quite rightly says, Claire voices a number of our sponsors and adverts and jingles on this very radio station.
You've obviously got a voice for radio.
He's got a face for radio.
Well, that's you. Yeah. Thank You've you, got Paul. A face for Thank radio. You.
And we've had a tweet from Faster Photo. Faster Photo, that's fast. Number two, photo, F-O-T-O. I think Faster Photo, isn't that Katrina?
Katrina.
And she says, good afternoon. I'm listening to the show while in the studio editing fabulous photos. Loving you guys. Mwah, mwah.
We love you too, Katrina.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you. After hours meeting, Kent and Victor Chamber, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. It's free to attend. The After Hours Club is a popular and highly successful casual networking event. The informal atmosphere and relaxed environment is the ideal place to relax and chat to fellow business people. As complimentary tea and coffee will be served, and there's a whole host of things coming up. Tuesday, the 1st of November, at the Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre. That's by the Dartford Crossing. On Tuesday, the 1st of November, the Conningbrook Hotel in Ashford. On Tuesday, the 8th of November, the Hythe Imperial Hotel in Hythe. On Wednesday, the 9th of November, the Royal Wells Hotel in Tunbridge Wells. On Wednesday, the 16th of November, Canterbury College in Canterbury. Tuesday, the 22nd of November, the Mercure Maidstone Great Danes Hotel in Maidstone. Also on Tuesday, the 22nd of November, the Enterprise Foundation Hub in Folkestone. It's all free to attend. To register your place, you can go to kentandvictorchamber.co.uk website. Mm.
Cool. And actually, they've recently, well, not recently, it's been a while now, but they've also taken over the running of the Moosley Mafia networking events, haven't they?
They have.
I think they've always had one in Tunbridge Wells and Maidstone. But this Thursday, they're launching their inaugural, it's that word again, Jules, inaugural Moosley Mafia networking event at Ashford. It's at the Ashford International.
Okay. Is that the inaugural first event?
It is. Blimey. The first inaugural event.
The first inaugural event.
At the Ashford International of Moosley Mafia Ashford this week. And I know because I'm going.
Are you?
It's 7:30, I think it starts. And I'm sure if you wanted to book on, you still could. But they're always very, very good and well-attended meetings. Usually in excess of 100 people at a breakfast like that.
Really? So, do you get breakfast?
Mm-hmm. And breakfast.
Yeah. I always wanted to introduce the Muesli Mafia to the ladies' what latte so that they could have a full meal. What do you think?
Great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. I've got quite a long email to read here, but I think it's worth reading. It's the Video Impact Summit, and it's happening on the 26th of November. Video is now officially the most popular consumed content on the internet. This makes it a perfect platform for businesses to market themselves, yet only 17% of businesses in the UK are using it in their marketing strategies. Why? Video production is often perceived as complicated, expensive, and difficult to incorporate into a marketing strategy. Yet video results over the past 5 years show a consistent growth in consumer popularity, making video a cost-effective, sustainable marketing tool. The Video Impact Summit is a conference designed for business owners and marketers in the Southeast to demonstrate why video marketing is so effective. It will show how to create and implement effective strategies, discussing creating engaging content and the explosion of live video streaming and its potential for business. 7 very knowledgeable speakers will deliver a full day of rich content to support and educate the effectiveness of video for business. This is not to upsell courses or packages. The Video Impact Summit's mission is to educate and inform with plenty of strategies to take away and implement straight away. The lineup of speakers are David Shaw, who's a digital strategist on why video is now essential. Lucy Hall, social media protagonist on the effectiveness of video in social media. Hacks, who's a filmmaker speaking on finding and creating engaging content. Paul Blair, who's the owner of Spartan Retail Group, speaking on the language of sales. Sally Marshall, who's a business consultant, speaking on tracking results. Katie Phillips, the owner of Daring and Mighty, on how she used video to build her business. And Katya Varbanova, owner of Perry 10K, a strategist speaking on using live video to grow presence and revenue. It's happening at Eastgate, 141 Springhead Parkway, Northfleet. That's near Gravesend. Registration starts at 8:30 a.m. and the event starts at 9 a.m. and lunch is including on the day. More information and tickets can be found at Hax Media. That's H-A-X, haxmedia.com/video impact summary or on Eventbrite under Video Impact Summit. There are platinum tickets in the front row and summit tickets and early bird tickets. If you want to know any more, you can email Hax at hax@haxmedia.com.
Hax called me about that yesterday, actually. Did he? Asked if we would get involved as a sponsor and help promote that event, which I said we'd be delighted to.
Cool.
And Hax actually produced our business film for us this time last year, I think it was.
Mm.
And Hax's skill really is in, you know, a lot of people get very camera shy for obvious reasons. And Hax's skill really is in helping you to actually focus on the message that you want to try and communicate rather than worrying about how you may or may not look on the day.
Absolutely. On video, it's interesting, isn't it? At the Digital in Kent conference last week, we heard from a number of people about YouTube videos and the power of video operations. And I think one of the thing now is Dan Knowlton was talking about this, is that sometimes it's not even a long piece of video. You know, 30 seconds is perfectly acceptable. Mm. As a way of getting a message across, and it's just stunning the amount of things that people will watch, especially on YouTube. You know, I mean, I can't remember the chap's name, but he's the biggest seller on YouTube. He's made like 3 million quid a year out of YouTube, and it's just YouTube videos of him playing games. Mm. And why anybody's sad enough to sit and watch that for hours on end?
I would much rather tune in and watch Bird's Facebook blog.
I'm with you there, Martin. I'd much rather tune in and watch Bird. And in fact, you know what I do most mornings?
You tune in.
I tune in and watch Bird. Is what I do most
Facebook
mornings.
Blog.
Yeah.
What you guys can't see is he's got his fingers crossed as he's saying that.
No, but on a serious note, you know, don't discount video because you don't think you're going to look good on video. It's not about that. It's about actually having something to say and communicating it.
Absolutely. It's just a little bit of pre-planning, isn't it? But in this day and age, presenting yourself on video isn't as complex as it used to be, you know, with stage lighting and all the rest of it, because we're so used to things filmed on smartphones and tablets and, you know, on the fly. You've got to just be more natural anyway, haven't
and
you?
And that's the whole raison d'etre behind Carlton's
smartphone film school. Yeah,
you know, he used to be Wagon Films, and he still has a film business separate from that. But he has realised that actually there are more photos being taken digitally now on people's mobile devices than there ever will be again on digital SLR cameras, for example. So,
absolutely,
you know, that's the medium that exists, and that's what people need to get comfortable using.
Absolutely. Do you know what? Now, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome our second live guest onto the radio show today. It's an enormous pleasure to welcome the absolutely delightful Gemma Fairclough-Haynes. Hello, Gemma. How are
you? Hello. I'm good. Excited to be back at Business Bunker.
Yeah, you have been on before, haven't you? It was a long time ago and in our Dimchurch studio, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bit more spacious in here. It's very sophisticated as well.
Yeah, it's a bit cooler as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit cooler.
We've got extremes. In Dimchurch, you have to sit there in your skiddies, don't you?
Yeah.
Because it's so hot, it's unbelievable. Here it's so cold, you have to wear a woolly vest even at the height of summer. Yeah. But anyway, enough of that. Gemma is behind Orchard Law, the HR law consultancy, and is an expert on employment law. So why don't you tell the listener a little bit more about you and about what you actually do, Gemma?
Oh, well, what I do is I'm about educating business owners. I really work business to business. It's about helping them to understand the employment law so they don't fall foul of some of the common and some of
the less common
pitfalls.
Yeah.
I really feel like getting the basics in place is really important, but also other things that you might not think of. So at the moment, I've got a blog out about Halloween, which everyone's like, yeah, great fun. But in that blog, I talk about some of the things which can go wrong. Everyone thinks it's fun. Mm. And it's not about raining on your parade. Mm. It's just about being aware, you know. So, yeah.
It is. But you're absolutely right in what you said, though, there, Emma, is a lot of people go, do you know what? This is all just so politically correct and it's so difficult and all the rest of it. And every time you try and do anything, you know, people... And there's also a lot of myths where you get the perennial myth that is trotted out every year alleging that Birmingham City Council have stopped calling it Christmas and calling it Winterval, which is a myth and always has been a myth. Yeah. So you're absolutely right. But it isn't about stopping people doing things, is it?
Not at all. It's about finding pragmatic solutions and things that work within your business. So yesterday, for instance, someone sent me over a employment contract and said, what do you think of this? And I said, yeah, it's fine. It's actually perfectly compliant. But there's a whole bunch of legal jargon in there, which, you know, I'm sure your employees don't understand. And then another thing as well, just give people a heads up, is they had in there, you know, 1 week's notice up to 2 years service, which fine, but how's that going to affect your business if you've got someone that's been there for 20 months, is an integral part of your team, and then comes in on Monday and says, oh, by the way, next Monday I won't be here. So if you want to get rid of people, yes, fine, 1 week's notice is great, but you've got to think about the flip side of things.
Exactly, and that's where so many people get this wrong, don't they? It's a two-way street. A contract always involves two parties, and there's two ways of doing anything. We've just been looking at some premises and talking about leases, you know, and about break clauses, and people go, oh, you know, yeah, but the break clause works both ways. Yeah. If we're unhappy, we can leave.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, they can put the rent up, but if we don't like that, we can leave.
Yeah, get up and go. So pack in my bags.
Yeah, exactly. And people don't always think about both sides of a contract, do they?
No. And I think there's a fear around a lot of business owners about the law, and I think you don't need to be fearful, just get informed. And so I help them with that. I'd help them with documentation advice, and more recently been doing quite a few workshops. That's proved quite fun as well.
Absolutely. It's as you know, I think you might be booked on it as well. I've got an event happening on the 7th of November, which is special employability. And it's about employing people that have supported needs at work. And it's an area, again, that a lot of people have tried to avoid because there's a lot of myths about what you have to provide for people. And we're doing this in conjunction with Kent County Council Supported Employment Group, who are going to dispel some of those myths, plus also tell you what is actually available to help you employ people with supported needs. But in this day and age, when... we have such massive, massive skill shortages. Avoiding a whole huge part of the population because they have supported needs is unbelievable. And I think it was you, Gemma, that sent me a link on Twitter yesterday from The Guardian.
That was a good article, wasn't it?
It was a brilliant article, wasn't it?
Yeah, what they were saying is that typically people with Asperger's and autism, they don't interview very well, and I say very well, to what we consider to be very well. So they get missed out of the employment pool, but they have such skills and attention to detail, and they think outside of the box that you're doing yourself an injustice by not taking these people on.
Absolutely, and I'm sure he won't mind mentioning, but Ben Leach, who runs BLIT Systems, suffers with Asperger's.
BLIT Solutions,
And he had enormous problems where he worked before, where he was bullied because of his Asperger's. And he chose to start his own business, which is an incredibly brave thing to do. But he's got a fabulous business running there because, as you quite rightly say, Gemma, he's got all the skills that it needs. He just doesn't interview very well. So we're running an event on the 7th of November about that kind of thing.
I'll be there.
And you're going to be there, which is lovely. Thank you. Yeah. But again, you know, there's a whole heap of fear and uncertainty and doubt around people employing people with supported needs.
Yeah. And sometimes you employ people, you don't know that they have supported needs because, of course, you can't ask the question before the interview. You mustn't ask the question.
What's wrong with you then?
But sometimes you're employing people and then you find out afterwards that they have supported needs. So, for instance, on the 3rd of November, I'm speaking at the Medway Dementia Alliance because that's another thing.
Absolutely.
You know, that dementia is something that, you know, people are getting younger and younger.
And
it's just about making you aware and telling you what you can do, how you can support them, and, you know, how they can be instrumental in your business.
Yeah. It's about breaking down the myths, the perceptions and the barriers, isn't it? And you're quite right. I mean, with things like Alzheimer's and dementia, It's probably unusual to find someone that isn't touched by that in some way. You know, yeah. We all have members of family or people that we know, friends or whatever, increasingly, because it is something that affects people throughout life. You know, a lot of people tend to assume it's an old person's kind of disease, but it isn't.
No.
So, yeah, you're absolutely right. And just while Emma's mentioning that...
Gemma.
What did I call you?
Emma.
It's all right, Pauline. Don't worry.
I'm always dropping my J's.
Yeah. Pauline.
Gemma.
Gemma, yeah.
Sorry
is there
about
still
that,
a lot of... Yeah. Can I ask a question? Is there still a lot of... So, I mean, I guess Gemma's, the answer is yes, but is there still a lot
There's
of,
more Emmas.
There's still a lot of stigma attached to disability,
I think there is. And as I say, some of... Well, in society in general, I think we're getting better, but in the workplace, we worry about being sued for disability discrimination. Yeah. And it's this, you know... I will use a technical term as reasonable adjustments. You've got to do things to help people with disabilities, whether they're physical or hidden disabilities, to be able to have the same standard of work as everybody else. Mm. So people think, oh, my goodness, and if someone's got a disability, I can't get rid of them. You can, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you to do it, but actually, if someone's not performing, they're not performing.
Yeah.
But it's about putting things in place.
Gemma is absolutely right, and that's the big issue. It's about the myths and the fear factor. And so many people try to run away from it because they think it's difficult or complicated or confusing or expensive or whatever. And it's none of those things. There are people out there that have supported needs that have fabulously brilliant talents in different areas. And it's just about recognizing that diversity and that ability and managing it. But people, as always... Because they don't understand the law, they don't understand HR, they think, you know, they're on a hide into nothing.
And the media doesn't help, doesn't it? Because you always see these cases where someone's won some ridiculous sum of money and they just think, oh, my goodness, that could be me. But
there are employers out there who do genuinely embrace it. And, I mean, I'm thinking about the likes of Tesco, for example, who, you know, when I walk around Tesco, you know, clearly Tesco has made a conscious effort to actually employ people who have got disabilities.
Sure.
And I actually I actually sort of really warm to that. If I see that in a workplace, if I see an employer that's made that effort, I actually really warm to that. And I warm to that business and I warm to that brand. So I actually see it in the opposite way.
One of the issues is, and I think this is where Gemma and what she does really does come to the fore, though, because big organisations like Tesco's have massive HR departments and massive legal departments. They're used to doing things like that. But the reality of life in the 21st century is 90% of all new job creation is within small and medium-sized businesses. And those small and medium-sized businesses don't have HR departments.
Yeah.
They don't have legal representation. And they're the people that run away from it because they're just not sure. And that's where someone like Gemma comes to the fore.
Exactly. And we're kind of about, you know, being in the middle of that gap, plugging that gap where you might not want to or you might not be able to afford to have a full-time HR department or consultant. And so, you know, Orchard Employment Law helps you in that way. It's not as expensive as having somebody full-time, but you still get all the expertise, someone you can call or email, you know. And I like the personal touch as well. I'm always about speaking to people and talk to them like humans in language which they understand.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is, of course, really what you're going to offer them is exactly what they need, whether they're hiring people that they would normally hire or somebody with supported needs. It's still the same issue.
Yeah.
You still need a contract of employment. There's still the same rules to comply with.
Yeah.
So it's not as if it's any more difficult to do. Mm. It's just this is a perception thing all the time.
Mm.
And of course, so many people make the mistake of not bothering up front. You know, they offer someone a job because I saw another one of these media things the other day that some company got fined for offering a job and then withdrawing it.
Yeah. So a lot of people don't realise that you can still be sued before you have hired somebody.
Yeah.
So, for instance, you know, if you were to take somebody or have an interview with somebody and realise that they've got a disability and say to them, or realise that they're pregnant and go, actually, we really liked you, but you know that big bump you've got there?
Yeah.
That's going to be a bit of a problem for us. So that relationship has already started. So you can, you know, there was the I think the last time I was on, I spoke about it, there was that woman who was a serial litigant. She used to go around. She was a hairdresser, but she wore a hijab, and the hairdressers always wanted to see her hair. And I think she sued 4 or 5 employers, or would-be employers, for not getting the job beforehand. So, you know, I've got a YouTube video, actually, about how to avoid discrimination during recruitment, saying things like, I want a waitress, which implies you want a female, not a male, or a busboy.
Yeah.
You know, and it's about those little things.
As somebody said to me this morning at my networking meeting, where there's blame, there's a claim.
There's a claim. Yeah.
It's true. It's one of the things that has taken things the other way. Yeah, because a lot of people, you know, and I hear what Gemma is saying about that, but that is one of the things that drives people nuts. You know, there are certain job titles that you just use without really thinking about it. Yeah, and you go, "I want a waitress." Yeah, you don't necessarily mean that you need to employ a lady to do it, but it's just, you know, shorthand for what you want. And then that's what scares people is that they make innocent mistakes and then get, you know, well and truly done by the law, which they can't afford. And I think it's that kind of thing that we need to fix. I'll tell you the story, because I don't mind telling you the story, because it was hilarious. I got a letter. As the publisher of a recruitment website, I'm liable for what is published on my site. And I got a letter from the Equalities Commission one day threatening to fine me for having a job in Polish on the site. Okay, and it was a really rude letter. And because I've been around a long time, I happen to know they've got no jurisdiction and they're not a legal organisation and they have no right to fine me anyway, even if I was wrong, but whatever. They sent me this really sniffy letter. So I wrote back to them and said, why have you sent me this letter? I'm perfectly entitled to put a job ad in Polish on my website. What I suggest you do is find someone that speaks Polish and actually get the advert read to you.
Read it.
Yeah. Why? And I said, because the job's in Poland, in Warsaw, for a Polish company. That's why. And they went, okay.
Yeah, and it really is, you know, it's just about understanding. On the flip side of that, you've got fear of hiring people. You've got fear of getting rid of people as well. Yeah. And a lot of problems, I mean, I do tribunal representation as well. So a lot of the problems, I think, well, this could have been prevented if you'd got rid of that person. Clearly wasn't up for that job or wasn't right for your business quite early on. So as well, it's about, you know, not having that fear and taking control of your business, because it is your business at the end of the day.
You know, can I come in at this point? Yeah. Because there's a lot of talk about the prospective employee and employers facing problems. But one of the things that I've found, and I've had the benefit of referring Gemma on to a client that I'm working with, one of the benefits is that when you are growing your business, a lot of the headache that you take away is emotional stuff. And just having somebody clarify to you, actually, no, you're not getting it wrong. No, it's not as complicated as you're worried about.
Yeah.
Can actually take away a lot of the fear, so that you as a business person, as an entrepreneur wanting to drive your business forward, makes you that much more confident, and you can actually go forward having dispelled the myths. And I think there's a huge, huge benefit in just getting that clarity.
Yeah. Absolutely. And one of, as an employer myself, and an employer of many years standing and been in court a few times in my days. One of the things that you learn is that all of this is about process.
Yeah,
it's about having the right processes and methods in place. Mm-hmm. And if you start off with that in place in the first place, it's quite hard to fall foul of.
Yeah.
Only if you do something really incredibly stupid, and that's your own fault if you really want to do something incredibly stupid. But what the problem is, a lot of people haven't got the basics in place in the first place. Mm. And that's why we all need someone like Gemma to sit down. When you're going to employ people for the first time, you should sit down with someone like Gemma and say, right, how do I get the processes in place? Mm. What do I put in? It's really simple.
And what do I need?
You know, and what do I need?
The basics. Yeah. Yeah. Especially because, and you know, the world's changing. Social media is such a big part of our world at the moment. And lots of people, the amount of businesses that don't have social media policies and don't see the need. Are you one of those?
No, mine's even worse. Well, I'm going to admit to this live on air. Right. I'm going to admit to this live on air. I employed someone about 2 years ago now. And I offered them a job and I sent them through the contract of employment. And our contract of employment makes reference to the company's internet policy and social media usage. Okay, and they read the contract and they came back to me and they went, "Yeah, it's all fine. Can I see what actually the company's internet policy and social media policy actually is, because you asked me to agree to it, but I'd like to see what it is. Yeah. So I rang my people in the office and I went, can I have a copy of it? And they went, well, I've got a copy. So I, at the time, I had like 40 people working for me. So I asked everybody, have you got a copy of your contract? Yeah. Have you got the internet? Went, no. So eventually I said, where did we get this from? And they said, oh, you nicked it from your ex-wife. When you left the company there, you just used her paperwork. Yeah. So I rang my ex-wife and I said, have you got a copy of your internet policy? And she went, no.
It's exactly that flying by the seat of your pants approach to running a business.
Exactly.
Yeah, but Gemma is here to mitigate.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You can even work with people like Paul.
Really? Yeah.
But what Gemma does for me, which is brilliant as well, is she's got her finger on the pulse with regard to the bigger picture. Mm. There's been some really high profile cases recently with Uber and Deliveroo.
Still going on. We're like falling asleep waiting for the judgment to come out.
But I mean, that is fundamental stuff, isn't it? Are you actually employing somebody when you don't think you are? Or, you know, I mean, where
well,
are you as
you
an
know,
employer?
Again, this comes out, the whole worker status. Is somebody employed or not employed? Mm. I mean, my Hermes, the delivery company, they're in trouble at the moment as well for paying under the minimum wage.
Yeah.
And how long have they been going on for? It's amazing they've gone away for so long, really.
Yeah.
Saying all their couriers are self-employed, and actually they're putting it into question. So, you know, sit down with somebody, even if it's not me, and go through it, because there's lots of questions that, there's no one question which makes somebody employed or self-employed.
The problem is so many people think about things when they talk about the law. They think about what they think is fair, yeah? And that's meaningless. I have so many arguments with people. They go, well, it's only fair, isn't it? It's only fair if I could do that. You know, I mean, the law does not judge fairness.
It's not fair.
The law is not interested in fairness. Mm. It's interested in following the process. And it doesn't matter how unfair the process looks to you, that is not the point.
Yeah.
But also, the world has changed, hasn't it? I mean, how many people now start working for someone when they're young and spend their entire life working for that employer? You know, employment is very transitory now, isn't it? You know, you move from job to job, you know, 6 months, a year here.
Don't get long service. I think long service awards about 5 years.
Yes,
now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you know, you've got to be kind of on top of all these issues.
So Gemma, people can come and meet you also at the B2B.
Yes, come meet me at the B2B stand. What do we say?
48, 49, and 50. Yeah.
And also, you can follow me on the Twitter, which is at Gemma Fairhead. That's not my name. Everyone thinks it is, but it's much better.
It's a shortened version.
It's too long.
Fairclough Haynes.
Yeah. So it's Gemma, JEMMAFAIRHAY. Or visit my website, which is www.orchardemploymentlaw.co.uk.
Fantastic. Gemma, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show again. It's, as always, a pleasure to hear from you and to see you. Do go along and meet Gemma. I think you'll be very pleasantly surprised. She's the kind of person that you can talk to and get some really simple answers to your employment issues. As a small business, it's exactly what you want. So do go and talk to Gemma at the B2B East Kent in Folkestone on stand 49, because she's going to be in the middle. Just decided.
Should we leave the listener with two key questions? Have you got an employee handbook and have you got employment contracts? Yes. Would they be two good starting points?
And have you read your employment contract?
Have you read it?
Cool. Gemma, thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
I want to come straight away now to the lovely Carol Black. Carol, this is the very first time on the Business Bunker Show. We're absolutely delighted to have you join us. It's absolutely brilliant. Welcome to you.
Thank you, Paul. Hello, everyone. Good afternoon.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you. Now, although you started work at an incredibly young age, you have been around for a little while doing loads of things, and we've spent ages trying to get you on the show to talk to us about it, and we finally managed to do that. Carol runs Best Business Events, who probably organise just about everything that goes on in this county. Why don't you start off by telling us just some of the things you actually do, Carol?
Right. We organise Women in Business Luncheons. Mm. We do the Kent B2Bs for the Kent and Victor Chamber. We do Construction Expo for the Kent and Victor Chamber. We run Digital in Kent for the KM Group. Mm. And we've got a new event coming up called Grow Kent, which is in association with Barclays, FSB and the Kent and Victor Chamber, sponsored by Barclays. Sponsor, that's right.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right. Have you any idea how many events you do a year?
Well, we do 2 digital, 4 women in business, 4 B2Bs and construction.
That's a lot of events.
And that's a lot, yeah. It's relentless, one absolutely after the other, yeah.
And your events are always so well attended. They're always great events. And you've got a whole range of different events, as you say. You've got a brand new event starting in November, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But I want to talk about B2B East Kent, which is your latest and last of this year, last of 2016. But it's also the last of...
The 30 years of Kent B2B.
30 years of Kent B2B. This is the last, or the last in the 30th year.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
So there'll be a 31st next year. Yes. But this is the 30th anniversary year and the last event of the 30th anniversary year.
Yeah.
Fantastic. No, that's really brilliant. They're really difficult things to organise, aren't they? But you find some fabulous speakers, and we know because a lot of the speakers come on the radio show and talk to us beforehand. We've had some fantastic, some really famous speakers, you know, everybody from Richard Farley, I remember years ago that we had on the show, the former Dragons Den star, Oliver Heath from ITV's housing programme, all kinds of people, all kinds of great speakers that attend your events as well.
Yes, and we've got 2 excellent speakers coming up at East Kent B2B. We've got James Osborne, who's the UK Sales Trainer of the Year.
Yep.
And we've got Professor Richard Scase, who's a really accomplished economist, talking about what he predicts in the future for Kent businesses and other businesses.
We've actually heard from James. He's been on the show a few months ago. He's from Innergy, who are a sales training organisation. Really interesting chap.
Yeah.
And I know that you're going to love him. I haven't... Professor Scase hasn't been on the show, but I do know Professor Scase and his work. He's a really well-known...
very famous.
Yeah. Academic on the world of business and economics. So fantastic speakers again, lined up for Leeds Cliff Hall on the 1st of November. And we got a packed exhibition hall again.
Yes, sold out again.
I've just seen a tweet, actually, Carol. I think there's 60 businesses exhibiting.
Yes, over 60.
Superb.
We squeezed in as many as we can.
Yeah.
It's an interesting phenomenon, isn't it, these types of events? And we are blessed in Kent that we have a very supportive business community in the county. And the events that you do and that you stage are always, as I say, well attended. But you're always trying to innovate as well, because... B2B's earlier in the year, we had one at Butmore Park, did we not?
Yes.
With a bit of go-kart racing thrown in.
That one was, yeah.
It was brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Gemma was there. I saw her itching to get out in a cart.
No, I would have got hat hair, so I didn't. I sent my sister.
Hat
along.
Hair? Yeah, I get that problem too.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't.
Yes, it was a special one-off to celebrate our 30th year.
And it was a fabulous event,
wasn't
it?
We allowed everyone to have a free go around the track. And, of course, that was sponsored by NAG.
And, of course, we were joined on the radio show by John Surtees, who owns the track. And is a motor racing legend. Yeah. What a gentleman he is. So fantastic again. So, Carol, tell us a little bit about the B2Bs and... particularly this one in Folkestone, but you've been doing B2Bs for 30 years now.
How did it all come about, Carol?
Yeah.
I know you haven't. Yeah.
Joe, the chief executive, has been running them for 30 years, and we took over them 4 years ago in 2012 and increased the number of them and changed the format.
So basically the way it works is that you have the B2B Ashford, which is a big flagship one, as it were.
25th of April 2017.
Well, there you go. 25th of April 2017 is the next one at the Ashford International Hotel. But then clustered around that, you have various ones in different parts of the county during the year that probably aren't quite as large as that.
No.
Is that right? Is that fair to say?
Yes, we struggle with venues a bit, trying to find large enough venues.
It is a problem in Kent, isn't it?
It is a huge problem in Kent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, venues are difficult. So where do you normally hold them during the year?
Well, we do swap them around a bit.
Yeah.
Like East Kent coming up, it's our first time in Folkestone. Mm. at the Leascliffe Hall, which is really nice. Before, we've been in Canterbury in Discovery Park, because East Kent is quite big, so we try and move them around a bit.
Sure.
And engage with as many businesses as we can.
Yeah, and you, as I said, you've had Buckmore Park at Medway there.
Buckmore Park,
yeah. And do you hold anything in the west or north of the county?
Yeah, Hop Farm.
Yeah, at the Hop Farm at Paddlewood.
West Kent,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. So you kind of cover the whole county with the shows as well, and then the flagship in central Kent at Ashford. Yeah. Yeah. But I know, because I talk to you a lot, that you're very innovative in terms of the kind of things that you're trying to put on and the kind of things that you're trying to stage. And one of the things I love about what you guys do is that you don't just stage these business-to-business exhibitions. You try to make them entertaining, informative. And fun, and give people reasons to come as well. You know, I know, because you know, as I stage a business show of my own, not in Kent, as it happens, and it's always difficult to get footfall now, to get visitors to come along and visit these things. And it's one of the things you're really good at, because you put on things that make people want to come to your events. But it's difficult to keep innovating, isn't it, and finding something new all the time.
Yeah, marketing has changed a lot. And just looking back over the last few years, we have to move with the times, and we're always trying different ways of reaching out to businesses. It's not about now just putting the advert in the paper, sending out a flyer in the post, and then getting it faxed back like years ago. It's a combination of so much.
Yeah.
And I'm just lucky that there's a good team helping on the marketing. Mm-hmm. So... you know,
should we mention Penny while we're at it?
Yeah.
Penny's fantastic,
yes,
isn't she?
Penny's the co-partner in the business, and she came to help out working with me many years ago when we were working at Business Link, just after uni, and all those years ago. And, yes, she's a fantastic hard worker.
We ought to just mention that a bit about your background, because, as you say, you did do events on behalf of the now defunct, sadly, Business Link organisation. And you were, in fact, the original organiser of 2020, were you not?
Yes. For all my those baby.
Years. Your baby, 2020, for all those years.
Yeah.
Which was, again, a very innovative event in its early days.
Yes.
And established it as a flagship event in the business community, in the business calendar in the county. But you've moved on to other things now, and you're looking at innovating. And I happen to know, because I'm involved, because I'm chairing the event, and I'm really looking forward to it, a brand new type of event, which is Grow Kent.
Yes.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about Grow Kent?
Yes, Grow Kent is really what it says.
Mm.
You just notice that, because we're a business ourselves, there was not an event you can go to where you can find out what you must do to grow your business, not just necessary with staff, but to grow your profits and things. So got together some great, great speakers who've always been successful themselves in business to share what they have learned with other businesses.
It's really important, isn't it, that we've got 62,000 small businesses in the county of Kent. We're starting businesses at a huge rate, and we're going to do the FSB news in a moment. And one of the items in there is about the growth in even more businesses. And, of course, a lot of businesses now are coming at the end of their first year or their second year of business and are looking at how they move on from that, starting to think about employing people, where people like Gemma come in to help them. But they need lots more advice. They need Gemma, obviously, but they need lots more advice, not just Gemma. They need advice on finance, advice on insurance, advice on accounting, advice on VAT, advice on marketing, advice on how to grow a business, on how to do strategy, all kinds of things. So the Grow Kent conference is a massive, massive boost to businesses in Kent, and it's a first. We've never had anything like it, surprisingly. In Kent, so I'm really looking forward to it. So when is that, and where is it? And maybe we can talk about some of the speakers that we got, and what's going to actually happen.
Okay, 30th of November at the Ashford International Hotel.
Okay, And it's a great day. It's really, there's a ticket price, which I think is 27 quid.
£27 for the whole day, which includes breakfast as well. And that's because we're very fortunate to have Barclays Bank as one of our sponsors.
So they bought you breakfast. The bank has bought you breakfast. What's yeah. not to like?
It just makes it affordable for everybody.
Absolutely, you know? Yeah. It's a no-brainer, isn't it? And you've got keynote speakers, you've got workshops, and you've got one-to-one clinics, I think.
Yes, we've got, obviously, the free business breakfast with Mark Rhodes, and he's going to be talking about getting the right mindset, because it's so hard sometimes to keep positive when you're running a business, and he's talking about how important it is to maintain the right mindset. Then we've got five other keynote speakers, a panel session of three leading entrepreneurs, including Sean Holt and
I can't remember all of them there because there are so many there. I've got it written
including
down somewhere.
Sean Holt,
I've got it written down.
Oh, Luke Quilter from
And I think you've got Barnaby there from the brand Bucket.
Barnaby's keynote, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Warren Knight,
we got.
And Warren spoke recently at the Digital in Kent, and he was an absolute knockout there. I saw loads of good feedback about Warren.
Yes.
So a huge lineup of speakers. You can find them all on the website, and we'll give you those details in a moment. But
I can say them. Alison Edgar, who's been on the program.
Right.
Tim Lumsken, who's talking about how to successfully buy another business, because one way of growing your business is to buy another one.
Yeah.
And obviously Barnaby, as Martin mentioned, and Steve Clark.
Steve Clark, the sales guy.
He's incredible.
Yeah. So a fantastic lineup of speakers.
Yeah.
You've got one-to-one clinics going on there. You've got workshops. So it's a massive, massive day. We're really looking forward to it.
You've got a bit of an exhibition as well, I think. If somebody wants a stand there, they can contact you and take out a stand as well.
Yes, we've got four places left. It's by invitation only, so people have to apply for a stand. And we've only got 20 exhibiting there. Mm-hmm. So
because it's primarily a conference, isn't it?
It's primarily an all-day conference, just so businesses can focus on their business and get it to the next level.
Mm. Fantastic.
Brilliant.
Carol, what you do is absolutely brilliant. It really is, and you stage the most marvellous events, and we really are proud to be a partner with you here on the Business Bunker Show. We love your events. We try to have as many pop-up radio stations at your events as we can, because they're all so well attended and such good fun and so informative, and you always find the great speakers. We could talk to you about it all day, but sadly we're running out of time because we are fast approaching the end of the show. So give us the trouble is you guys have got hundreds of Twitter accounts and all kinds of things because you have different Twitter accounts with different shows. But I think probably the best two things is give us a shout for your website, your primary website.
About Kent B2B, it's www.kentb2b.co.uk.
Yeah.
Grow Kent is growkent.co.uk. And they're all on our company website, which is bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Fantastic. Or
I can help you out there as well, because I think your Twitter is at bestbusinessevents1, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Yeah,
it is indeed.
Bestbusinessevents1.
Yep. But they have Twitter accounts for you know, like East Kent B2B and Grow Kent as well. Or the other way to do it is to come to the Kent Business Radio website and click on the Best Business tab, and then we list all of them there. Although there's only one left for this year on there, but we will be populating next year's on there fairly soon. So you can find all the links to Carol's websites there. Carol, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. We wish you much success with B2B East Kent at Folkestone Leadership Hall and at the Grow Kent event. And we look forward to another packed lineup of shows in 2017.
Thank you, Paul.
With lots of things happening. Thank you so much.
Can I just say one last thing?
Yep.
It's going to be a lovely sunny day next Tuesday. I've just checked the weather, so hope to see everyone at the
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. So there's a lovely terrace isn't there?
So you can pop along to the show. You can do a bit of bathing in the sea, a bit of sunbathing on the beach
at Folkestone.
So you'll be at the seaside.
Keynotes, workshops, find suppliers for your business.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Lots Stand 49.
48,
49 50. And 50. Right, look, we're fast running out of time. And
there's other exhibitors there as well, by
the way. Oh,
we're fast running out of time, and we've got some work to do, Martin. Right. So it's now time for...
Channel Radio.
Channel Radio.
news update.
This is the FSB news update.
Channel Radio News Update.
In case you missed it the first time.
Just in case you weren't paying attention, because we've only got 2 minutes left now. So I'm just going to do a quick roundup today. Events roundup on the 25th of October. Kickstart Your Export Success, hosted by UKTI in Maidstone. On the 31st of October, there's a digital boot camp at the Gherkin in London. On the 3rd of November, IT Opportunities and Risk for Your Business, hosted by ICAEW in Tunbridge. On the 4th of November is Slope Off Friday. There's a lunch at a secret location near Maidstone. And to book the secret location, you need to email andrew.knott@fsb.org.uk or to direct message on Twitter, Jules Sirkin. On the 7th of November, hiring staff with supported needs in partnership with Kent County Council and Jobs in Kent at County Hall. On the 18th of November, Small Business Saturday local breakfast with MP Tom Tuggenhat at the Old Fire Station in Tunbridge. On the 24th of November, Six Steps to Growing Your Business in a Digital Age, which is an FSB regional meeting at the Medway University Technical College. On the 29th of November, Women in Business Brunch with guest speaker Base Point. That's at Base Point Dartford. And on the 30th of November is the Grow Kent Conference. So do check all of those out. You can find out the details and book your places by going to the FSB tab on the Kent Business Radio website. You have exactly 30 seconds to read out one
Okay,
email.
Something very close to my heart. There's a new government funding competition to develop new technologies. So if your business is involved in developing new technology, you can apply for a share of £15 million to help you develop those technologies. And the money is being invested by Innovate UK. So projects are expected to range from 35K to 2 million. For more information, you can contact the FSB. The lady you need to speak to is Charlotte Chung.
Thank you for that. The spending watchdog lifts the lid on red tape. The FSB is concerned the government's drive to bear down on the burden of red tape on UK businesses is not delivering enough gains for business, following a Public Accounts Committee report last Wednesday. The report found the government has made little progress towards its target of reducing red tape by £10 billion by 2020, and the FSB has called for evidence cited by the Public Accounts Committee to prove that they are actually doing what they say they're doing. And sadly, that brings us to the end of a very brief FSB news roundup for this week, as we're running out of time quite quickly. And we're nearly there at the end of the show. So basically, what I need to tell you about now is what is coming up the rest of today on channelradio.co.uk. Coming up at 5 o'clock, we have the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery, with his stripy socks and his celebrity interviews. You can hear him at 5 o'clock, 5 to 7, the Craig Avery Show. That is followed at 7 till 9 by...
Welcome on to the New Potato Show.
18 tracks of new, unsigned, up-and-coming music, lovingly hand picked for your delight by Mr. Jamie Andrews. That's at 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. At 9 p.m. we have our comedy music show, I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet, focusing on the comedic year of 1967. Still, how they find so much material out of 1 year, I have no idea. So I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet is at 9 o'clock, and then as always on Channel Radio, we finish off the evening at 10 p.m. with
It's Club Culture with Boy George. 1, 2, 3,
get cool drum beat and a squidgy bass, I give you Vanilla Ace, and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So as always, we finish with Club Culture Show with Boy George at 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. tonight on channelradio.co.uk. But I'd just like to say a huge thank you to today's co-presenter, Martin White, my executive producer, Sarah Ann Lucas, our fabulous guests, Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, David DeCara, and the lovely Carol Black. Thank you so much for joining us. We heard on the pre-records from Alan Howarth and David Ayer. And it was great to hear from them too. So thank you for listening. We will be back with you on the Business Bunker Show next week. We wish you all a great week, and we will see you all at the B2B East Kent, and we will see you all at the Grow Kent event, and we will see you at the UN conference, hopefully. So bye for now, and we will be back next week.
Bye for now.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.